And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Let's begin. What is most people's problem? Well, most people's problem is that they are overreactive, which means they react to everything. Sometimes it's obvious and sometimes it's very subtle. Physiological reactions, thousands of them, to various things and people, especially people. And especially people like those that you reacted to as a little child. Now, very early in life, when you were a little child, you became subject to improper authorities, whether it was a father who wasn't there for you, or who was angry, or an angry mom, resentful mom, mean brother, older sister, bossy teachers, schoolyard bullies, improper authorities. I could go on and on. You could make the case that just about every authority you came in contact with was not so good. I know there are a few good authorities, but you have to know what a good authority is. A good authority is one who doesn't contradict what you know in your heart. A good authority is one who honors and cherishes your spontaneity, your intuition, your brightness, your innocence. A good authority is one who's not trying to do anything to you, not trying to change you, prove something, or boss you around, or make you comply. A good authority is one who has patience and who honors your personhood. A good authority is one who is not angry, who is not impatient. A good authority is one who doesn't resent other people. See, if your mom resented your dad, she resented him for reasons, real or imagined. But for whatever reason she resented him. That resentment, see, because as a little child you're bonded to your mom, you feel that resentment. And you also feel her secret or overt wanting you to feel the same resentment toward your father that she feels toward her husband. You see what I mean? So that becomes a pressure to conform, to not like your dad because she doesn't like him or secretly resents him. See that pressure? You may simply take it on. You may take on her hate. You may take it up. Just take it on. Mirror it, then express it. See, a lot of times people express what other people are secretly feeling. See, a mother is angry, and a little child is angry and throws things around. Everybody looks at the child and says, "What's wrong with the child? Why is the child so angry?" The child is actually expressing what the mother feels inside. You see what I mean? So, without going into more detail, you can see how that little child then is set up to then have a lot of conflict. Conflict for hate within it that's not even its hate. Resentment in it that's not its own resentment. Not to mention, then, the fact that the little child sees injustice. See, it's unjust when father is not there. It's unjust when other people are cruel. See, it's unjust when people steal your lunch or steal your money or push you down on the way to school. It's unjust when teacher acts like nothing happened. See, it's unjust when people dump all over you and yell at you and scream and then later pretend nothing happened. It's unjust when they treat you badly at home, but then out in public they smile and act like everything is wonderful. It's unjust when, as a little child, you are treated for what came upon you from someone else. See, a little child, for example, at home, things are angry. It's a disturbing home life. There's a lot of anger and resentment and hatred and fighting and bitterness and suppressed emotions. And the little child goes to school upset because of what happened at home and then can't study, can't concentrate. And then The child is looked at as if the child has a problem, when the problem is at home. You see what I mean? So we'll talk more about this after this important announcement. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Welcome back, everyone. Yes, life is supposed to be sweet and happy, especially childhood. A lot of children don't even have a childhood. So many bad things happen that very early they have to pull into a protective shell. Or the parent is in such bad shape, the child has to become the parent. The child becomes a parent to the parent who's acting like a child. You see what I mean? Everything is reversed. So, growing up in this injustice to which the child reacts, and cruelty, you see, the people were meant to reflect, just like a plant reflects the sun. The plant lives in the sun and loves the sun and reflects the sun. Everything that comes from the plant is something from the sun. So the beautiful leaves and the flowers and the fruit, they come from the sun through the plant, you see. The plant expresses what it receives from the light. And so human beings are supposed to be like that plant, except our spiritual sun is our creator. And we are dependent upon him, and we love him, and he loves us. And he nurtures us, and we grow in his light and produce beautiful fruit and happiness and joy and all the blessings and good and help for other people, all coming through us from the Creator's light. Okay? And it, not to mention insights and realizations and discoveries. So everything that we would be would come from God. But when the little child is very quickly traumatized by the outside. See, when you're traumatized by the outside, then a change occurs. You begin to react and respond to and develop in relation to those traumas on the outside. So everything is reversed. Everything is reversed. And what is it on the outside? See, from our Heavenly Father, we would get what? Light and love. And from that would come realizations and insight and wisdom and patience and joy and spontaneity and discovery and everything good. But from the outside, what do we get? Hate, impatience, unfairness, cruelty, lies, confusion, deception, violence, destruction, turmoil, chaos. That's what comes from the outside. Okay? And so we begin to react to that. And then we begin to be shaped. We're shaped by all of that. And so everything is turned around backwards. And before you know it, through reaction after reaction and response after response, become shaped in the image of that on the outside. And so whether you like it or not, see, you don't want to be hateful. You don't want to be resentful. You don't want to be upset and confused and in turmoil and angry. But that's what you become as you are shaped from the outside because of trauma. Trauma you did not choose. Trauma you did not want. You can't help the environment you're born into. Where is the environment with love and light? Where are the Jesus and the Jesuses and the Pauls and the Moses and the Jeremiahs, the Enochs and the Ruths and people like that? Where are they? Noble people with patience and love and light and wisdom. Where are those parents? Where are those leaders? Where are those teachers? Where are those coaches? Where are those ministers like Jesus, like Paul, like Jeremiah? Where are they? Well, they were undoubtedly the people who could have been noble and could have brought a heaven on earth. They were slapped down as children and pushed around and traumatized. And they never flowered as they were meant. And so therefore, I would say to you that you must re-find what you lost touch with and then begin to grow from it. And it's a complete turnaround. It's a big deal, but it's the most important thing in your life. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Would you like to get started to re-find who you really were meant to be? Then let me give you a couple of hints. First of all, you'll find it inside. It comes from within. Okay? You won't find it in a book. You won't find it from an expert or a minister or a teacher or a professor. You won't find it out there. Find it within. Okay, that's hint number one. Hint number two, what is blocking you now is that you are so externalized that you need a little help to separate your consciousness from the pull, from the gravity of your traumas. See, every thought, everything comes from the outside. It was supposed to come from the inside. Instead, everything comes from the outside. Can you see that a human being See, the plant depends upon the sun. The earthly, see, the physical sun, the plant depends upon it. But in a similar, analogous way, the human soul was meant to grow and to be dependent upon and to flower and thrive in the light from God, okay? But when you are turned around by, completely turned around, so that everything comes from the outside, then there's no, your connection with the inner is lost. You only know it maybe just vaguely as a little bit of conscience once in a while. That's all you know. Instead, you just know from the outside. But into the vacuum, what does it say? Nature abhors a vacuum. So into the vacuum that would have been filled by all the good that comes from within, now it's filled from without. So everything comes from without. Every idea, every conditioning, every thought, every emotion, every reaction, everything from the outside, every thought in your mind. And it's very hard for the person to see that what's going on in your mind is controlled by the outside. It's very hard to see that. What you can do is get a little bit of detachment. A little detachment so you're not lost in the turmoil, the confusion, and the images and the emotions, the upsets. A little detachment so there you still have all of those, but you're a little bit detached from them. See, that's what you need, a little bit of detachment, so that you can refind your center of dignity and then reattach and then attach to it. And then see all this other stuff in the light. See, in God's light. Everything is good in God's light. Everything. Everything works for the good. There's no bad that comes from God's light. The only thing that comes from God's light that seems bad to the ego that doesn't want to admit the truth, or doesn't want to see in God's light, or doesn't love the light. Well, God's light shows the person for what they are, for the beast self, the angry self, the hateful self that came from without. See, and if you don't want to see that, then the light makes you feel bad. When you realize that the light makes you feel bad only because it's good, and all you have to do is see the wrong and regret it and have a change of heart about it. Before, you thought it was all great. You thought all of your drug taking and your hatreds and your resentments and your judgments and your blame and your ranting and raving and screaming and all of your huffing and puffing and trying to change people and hating them, and you thought all of that was just fine. Now you see that it's not. It's that simple. And so now you just see that in God's light, and now you side with the light. See, that's the only difference. Instead of being fighting the light, now you become the light's friend. You become a friend of God. And then everything is good. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in, keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share, and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came, no question about it. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the program so far. I know I certainly have enjoyed it. So the answer then is to refine your ground of being and grow from it. It's that simple. And it's very easy to do, actually. It's very easy. All you have to do is get the little meditation that I've made and practice it first thing in the morning, and then refresh it a couple times during the day and then again in the evening. It shows you how to stand back a little bit. And when you do, when you stand back a little bit, when you learn to sit quietly and close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids and become aware of your hands, you're in the present and you see the little patterns of light, the little pixels of light on the inside of your eyelids. And at the same time, you're aware of your hand or your hands until your hands become a little bit tingly warm. Now you're in the present. And you're actually in God's light. And you're actually experiencing the light and the warmth. You see the light. When you look, the inside of your eyelids, you're actually seeing little pixels of spiritual light. And that spiritual light cancels out all the thoughts, doesn't it? All the worries and doubts and fears. Now you're just seeing a little patterns of light. And you are aware of your hands. And as your hands become a little bit tingly, you're actually downloading or extending that the warmth from that light, the love from that light to your body. And for a moment, you experience the blessed present. And you experience, and when after a couple of minutes of that, or 3, 4, 5 minutes of it, then you open your eyes and stretch. You feel a little bit of peace. You feel God's peace. So you know it exists. You know that there is a beautiful reality that is not a part of thought. All those thoughts come from the outside. Now, what are those thoughts from the outside? What are they always doing? Trying to make you doubt, trying to make you worry. What if this and what if that and this and that and this judgment and that and this distraction and that distraction? Reach for this and reach for that. Have you ever wondered what that's all about? Why endlessly reaching, endlessly restless, endlessly more, different, bigger, better, always planning, always, what is that all about? Have you ever wondered why those your thoughts don't give you a moment's peace? It can't be good. Okay? It's because your mind has been controlled by the spirit of the world, not on the outside. There's something on the outside that's like fingernails on a chalkboard. There's something out there that's nervous and angry and violent and destructive. See, and it operates through people. When you see people's hate, and when you see the aggression, and you see the graffiti and chaos, and you just, and in families, the anger toward each other. It's always angry. It's always impatient. It's always wants more. Never gives you a moment's peace. It's the spirit of the world. It's like when you go to school, you're never good enough. You got to take more classes, get higher grades, more achievement, more performance, more wins for the coach, higher grades, more degrees. It's never satisfied. It's always driving you on. Well, see, when the trauma, when you were a little child and there was these traumas, this hate on the outside, this anger that you saw in other people, this impatience, this lack of understanding, see, in others, it's what it's operating through them. So here's another hint. I wanted to give you hints for getting started to refine yourself. Don't resent them. Don't resent your mom, whatever she did or didn't do. Don't resent your dad, whatever he did or didn't do. The others, the cruel kids and the impatient teachers and the pressure mongers. Don't hate them. It was driving them. It got in them through the traumas. It came into them. And then it came through them when it pressured you to get inside of you. And when you reacted, especially when you reacted with resentment, it got inside of you. So forgive them now. That's how the change happens. It's a change of heart. Now, instead of hating them, you see they couldn't help themselves. They too had been destroyed, beginning when they were little children. So have compassion upon them. Forgive them. Let go of the resentment. And then you'll be okay. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. If you would like to get started on the way back to joy and peace of mind, to be yourself, and then you can be a better parent and a better partner, why don't you get the little meditation, a little free meditation at SheddingShackles.com. Could do you a world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.